What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I may or may not be wearing women's sunglasses. I may or may not have a zit that I can't get rid of on my face. But here's what I know. David Aldridge is a Hall of Famer, and he joins the program now. We all get smarter talking to D.A. D.A., what up, man? How are you?
Gentlemen, what's happening? How are you doing?
We're good, man. Trying to get J.P. to get over his puberty. Dude, wait till he's 41 to start getting zits on his face, man. Right at the tip of his nose, too, D.A.
It's not a zit. It's like some other life.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed JP.
DA, you were in there yesterday.
Yep.
What did you make of the vibe of kind of the level of looseness for the Commanders in the locker room as they gear up for this Detroit matchup?
It was interesting that a lot of the guys, and I understand kind of the response, but it felt like a lot of the guys were kind of like, why y'all acting like Detroit's going to come and beat us by 3 touchdowns? You know, we're good too. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, so I kind of got that sense from a lot of people, like, you know, don't sleep on us. So that was interesting. So I think, you know, there's a confidence there. I think there's certainly a understanding of the task at hand and how difficult and how good the Lions are, especially with a week off to kind of prep and all that sort of thing. But I don't think I get it, you know, like after this run that they've been on for the last 5 weeks, I would be confident too. Like, you know, if you feel like all we got to be is in the game in the fourth quarter and we got a shot because of that guy behind center, I understand that vibe, right? And I kind of felt that vibe yesterday that, you know, these guys, they believe. They believe that they can go anywhere and beat anybody in large part, not totally, but in large part because of Jaden.
Yeah. D.A., you know a lot about the history of this sports in this town. So
yeah.
In 1991, and I know a lot of stuff that they're doing today, they keep saying, well, hadn't done this since 91.
Right.
Coach Gibbs would always tell us how good the other team was, which I absolutely hated. You know what I mean? I'm
right.
Like, well, what the hell are we doing? You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of players in that locker room that kept my mind on the mindset that, you know what, dog, we could play. You know, and we knew that was his way, but we had the guys in the locker room. Do you see any similarities as far as the play and how that team is constructed? Because I've always felt you can't just win with young, you can't win with just old. You need a combination. And they seem to have that too.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the 91 team was a veteran team. You know, you think about all those guys that had been there in the 80s, the Hogs that were left, like Graham and Jacoby, and, you know, the guys that were still there, and Charles, and the guys on defense that had gone through it, Monty and all those guys that had been through it through the whole decade. They were still kind of leading it. I mean, they were sprinkling in the new guys. But I always felt like that was a veteran-led team, you know, like they set the tone. I remember Gibbs saying, you know, over and over that he didn't really have to say a whole lot that year because the veterans were running the show. The locker room was taken care of, to your point. So whereas with this team, it's not – I mean, I think it's part of it because it's such a new team. It's such – you know, this team was literally put together this year, like – you know, the vast majority, they lead the league by far in roster turnover. like they have 60% of the team is new this year. You know, like that's the highest in the league. So there's nothing to draw on really with this group. It's not like they've been playing together for 5 years. You know what I mean? Like, so that's what's so interesting about it is that it's just this group of guys, a lot of veterans on 1 year contracts, older guys, but also a lot of young guys. And again, especially Jaden, that are really contributing, you know, Saber still is contributing to be sure. And some of the other guys, Brandon Coleman starting at left tackle. So they got the rookies. They got a bunch of rookies in important spots, but, it's interesting. I just feel like this team, it's kind of, I don't know. I'm not sure why this is working, but it's working. You know what I mean? It's working.
Totally.
Because it's not like they don't have a play style. Like, you don't know what, like you knew with the Hogs they were going to run the ball. You knew it was going to be power football, counter gap, all those things. And the defense with the front four that they had at the time could get to the quarterback and force turnovers and things like that. So, but this year is just kind of coming together on the fly. So in terms of what do they do, how do they win games? They put the ball in Jaden's hand and see what happens. That's how they win games. I mean, that's what's happening. And it's remarkable that he's been able to do as much as he's been able to do this year. It's just with a defense that's been up and down, to be fair, you know, with an offense with the line that's had a bunch of injuries and they can't run the football very much anymore. And they're in the divisional playoffs. It's incredible. Mm. It really is.
Yes.
It's been incredible. D.A., it's kind of funny you said that. Like, B. Mitch makes his gumbo, right? And it's one of the most exciting days of the year. And a lot of people call in and ask him for the recipe and stuff. He's like, I don't have a recipe. Every time it's a little different. With this Commanders team, you can't put outside of Jaden, right? There's the Jaden bucket. But outside of that, it seems like there's something different in every game, and they come down to the wire, and it all happens in some crazy fashion. And it was easy to kind of be dismissive of that, but they just keep doing it. And you've got to recognize that's part of their DNA now, too.
Yeah, no question. I mean, again, they feel like, just get us to the fourth quarter. Just get us to the fourth quarter, and we'll five will figure out a way to win this game for us. You know, and then it was Marcus Mariota who'll find a way to win the game for us. You know,
So
that's just total belief that they will figure out a way to win the game. And you can't just say, well, they're playing bad teams because Tampa's not a bad team. Tampa won the division, and you were on the road. And they had beaten you pretty soundly in week one. So you can't use that anymore. So the problem is Saturday, you're stepping up in class, as we say in the boxing game. You know, like, this is a different beast you're playing Saturday night. So I think they're going to have to run the football. They got to run the football against Detroit because you cannot let that track meet get on the field for 40 minutes. You know what I mean? Like those guys, Gibbs and St. Brown and Laporta and Goff orchestrating it. You don't want to see that team. That team cannot have the football all day or all night Saturday. You're going to get your doors blown off. Like, you just can't. You got it. The best defense is them on the sideline. You know, so Washington is going to have to figure out a way to run the football effectively to keep possession of the ball and make it third and manageable to give themselves a chance to get the game to the fourth quarter.
Like the idea of as long as it's close in the fourth, you believe in Jaden, you got to keep it close to the fourth. And one of the craziest things, D.A., in all your years covering football, and B., all your years playing it, I've never seen a team more effective at winning time of possession despite a relatively ineffective run game. They stay committed to it, but they're not getting yardage on the ground. And it's wild how efficient, at least in that Tampa game, they still were.
Yeah, well, they're
when I pick up a little bit deep. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I was just saying, they're very reminiscent to me of the old, Brian, you remember, the old days of the 49ers, right? When Montana and them first got on the scene, they didn't have great running backs. You know, Roger Craig became a great running back, But before then, it was, you know, it was Lenville Elliott and Bill Ring and guys like that. And this is what they did. They threw the ball short to their running backs to get 5 yards to make it second and five. They threw the ball to their tight end to get it to third and one, and then they converted. And then they threw the ball to their running back. So their short passing game was their running game. And that's what I think you're seeing with the Commanders. The short passing game, they threw the ball to B-Rob and to Eckler a lot Sunday, and I think they're going to try to do it again against Detroit because they have trouble running the football. You know, so if you could throw a check down to Austin and it gets 5 yards, you're second and five. Like, it's the same thing as if you gave him the football, handed it to him. You know, so what difference does it make how you get to second and five? The goal is to get to second and five. So I think that's what you're seeing with them because you're right. They don't run the ball all that well, at least not right now. So this is kind of the counter to that, or the way to kind of continue to stay ahead of the chains.
The thing about it is that they do exactly what Kansas City does, but Kansas City was so – at the beginning of their run, they were quick strike, where they would throw those little passes, and they'll run 20, and then boom, they got a touchdown with Tyreek. Now, Kansas City does exactly what Washington does. They dink and dunk down the field until you make a mistake. Pat Mahomes may not be seen as a runner like Jaden, but Pat would take off running on you, and he'll get the 2 yards, 3 yards when they need the first down. Jaden does similar to the same things. As long as the chains keep moving, it's all that matters.
Yeah.
And I think they do a great job of it.
Yeah. No, they've been very good. The last few weeks have been very good. Yeah.
D.A., how much – we saw Lattimore – struggle a bit in the first half. I think he really settled down as that game went on. I also don't think he's close to fully healthy.
Right.
This is a very different situation. Everybody knew what Mike Evans was, and you had Bucky Irving. But this Lions team, dude, you're talking about St. Brown and Williams, two devastating wideouts that play different styles. You've got a stud tight end. You got Jahmyr Gibbs playing at a high level. Oh, by the way, the hammer's coming back in David Montgomery. What's your attempt to slow this offense down?
Oh, man, it's not – keep them on the sideline. That's how you slow them down.
Yeah.
Keep them on the sideline. You know, I'm not being facetious or being a smart aleck here. That's the only way you're going to slow that offense down, to me, because they don't turn the ball over a whole lot, you know, and their offensive line is really good, you know, and so – and they got talent at all the skill positions. So I'm not sure there's no game plan to, here's how you hold them to 17 points. Like I don't see a way, you know, like you mentioned, you got Montgomery back now too, fresh and healthy, you know, after the injury, you know, to be that, the hammer to the lightning of Gibbs on the edge stuff. It's really hard. It's really hard. Yeah. Like and they're really good at home. You guys know that. Like, they're really good, you know, on that field. So I don't know that you can do anything. There's no scheme. There's no, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we're going to play six defensive linemen. That's what we're going to do. No, there's nothing. There's nothing. You got nothing. You know, especially now that Williams has really become a part of their offense and takes the top off and allows St. Brown to run just across the middle, wide open all the time. And when you double him, they throw it to Laporta up the seam. Like, they're really a problem, you know, and they have an offensive coordinator that will do anything at any time from any place on the field. They're a handful, man. And so your best chance to stop them is to keep them standing on the sideline with the helmet in their hands.
We're
talking about the time of possession.
I've said over and over again, the way that Washington seems to play, where they have these drives of 5 minutes to 9 minutes, and then you score a touchdown at the end, you put pressure on any offensive coordinator out there.
Sure.
Sure.
The way they got to change up their stuff. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because there's less time.
D.A., we appreciate you, man. I bought a bunch of Doritos. Help yourself when you get here.
I will, JP. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right, bro.
That's our friend David Aldridge from The Athletic. You can give him a follow at David Aldridge DC, Instagram, X, whatever you want to call it. DA is a legitimate legend. DMV son.
Been here forever, buddy.
Yeah, man.